Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Living Savior Ministries today with Thurman Scrivener. Let's press on here today in the Word of God. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the mighty Word of the Living God. I am so grateful for your Word and for the revelation that you give us as we study your Word. Thank you, Father, for coming to set the captive free, to save the lost, to heal the sick and the brokenhearted. I praise you and thank you that you're our King. Now, Lord, as the Word of God goes out today, I ask you to reveal it to each one of us that we may know who you are in Jesus' mighty name. Now, yesterday, we closed out with the statement, as it is written, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, because we read that in Proverbs 23. In other words, the essence of who we are is in our thought life. Now, whoever you think you are, that's who you are. So if you're thinking wrong, you need to learn how to think right. Therefore, before any deliverance can be truly accomplished in your life, we must honestly recognize and confess our need. We must stop pretending everything is all right. We must humble ourselves before God and absolutely come before the King to seek His help. Indeed, as we have said earlier in the teachings, the first stronghold that God must remove is pride. Now, the Word of God clearly says that pride goes before a fall. For until you are willing to admit that you need deliverance, you will never be free from these strongholds. Now, I think, how many times have I seen this be a reality? I've been over to talk with people that were living in sin, that wants to be free of their problem, but they're not willing to confess their sin, or not willing to repent of their sin, and to go through a deliverance. And I tell them it'll do no good to go through a deliverance until you repent of your sin, because your sin is what's giving the devil legal right to your thought pattern or to your life. And where that darkness is, he will dwell in that darkness, and he will destroy you. In other words, as we recognize what is wrong in us, we must perceive God's standard is right. You judge everything by the Word of the Living God. Now, as we judge everything by the Word of the Living God, we see only one person in all of the Scripture that we must base everything around. Now then, The person that we need to base everything around, of course, is Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ is the model of what God considers normal for the new created man. Now, he is not just our Savior. He is the indwelling one who conforms us to his image, the firstborn of a family of glorious sons. But let us also recognize that only Jesus can be like Jesus. As we yield to Him in increasing degrees of surrender, as we abide in Him and His Word abides in us, He brings forth life that is not simply like His own, but is His very own life. Now, Christ Himself living within us fulfills God's eternal purpose, which is to make each one of us in His very own image. It is this coming forth in us of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ that makes the weapons of our warfare mighty, which empowers us and empowers our words with authority as we pull down all these wicked strongholds from the devil. You must learn to look objectively at any thought or attitudes that fail to conform to the likeness and teachings of Jesus. Now, those thoughts must be captured and wrong attitudes crucified. We must make way in us for the coming of the Lord. We must allow the increase of His government to expand until we are so absorbed into His Spirit that we not only believe in Him, we believe Him or believe like Him, like His love, like His thoughts, like His desires, and that His desires will flow out from within us. Now then, when we seek to identify and destroy demonic strongholds. The second fortress that must be annihilated is this stronghold of unbelief. Now, this has got to be one of the worst ones that I know of. Now, it is this scheme of thinking that tells us Christ's likeness is impossible, which holds all future spiritual growth hostage. This lie of the enemy and the chains it places upon our hearts must be stripped from our lives. Accordingly, take this moment and begin to pray in your spirit. Let the Holy Spirit rise and flood your heart. If you suffer from the stronghold which says you will never be like Christ, that stronghold can begin to come down right now. Now, if you will learn to pray, and if you will pray like this, let me pray a prayer with you, that if you'll learn this prayer, you can learn how to pull down these strongholds. Now, I want you to listen. We're going to pray a prayer. Lord Jesus, I first of all submit myself to you. I declare, according to the Word of God, that because of your power to subject all things unto yourself, the weapons of my warfare are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, because you wrote that for me in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4. I repent for using the lie, I will never be like Jesus, as an excuse to sin and compromise my convictions. In Jesus' name, I renounce my flawed, sinful, old nature, and by the grace of God and the power of your Spirit, I pull down the stronghold of unbelief that exists in my mind. Now, because of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, I am now a new creature in Christ, and I believe that I will go from glory to glory, being continually transformed into Christ's image as I walk with God. Now then, if you have prayed that prayer, if you believe that prayer, you have just confessed your sins and you have pulled down that old man of unbelief. Now then, start reading and filling your mind with the Word of God and start walking in belief and watch and see what God will do in your life. It's a wonderful walk. I'm telling you, I've been there and done it, and it is awesome to see what God will do when you get rid of that old stronghold or spirit of unbelief in your life. Praise the King. Now let's go on from here. And let's look at some other strongholds that may be in your life as they have been in my life and see their origin and, more importantly, how they can be removed. First, remember that a stronghold is a thought pattern in your house or in your man. So that's what you're trying to do, is pull down these thoughts, because they are living in you, and Satan calls you his house. Now, therefore, in regard to this type of warfare, Paul explained that our success is based upon taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Now, that's written for you in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Now, since our goal is to allow the Spirit of Christ full access into our souls, we must capture our thoughts and make those thoughts Christ's slave instead of the devil's slave. Now, to deal with the stronghold of failure, now, so many people that I know, even Christians, they go around saying, oh, I can never be successful. Well, now, see, that's a thought. That's something that Satan has put in your mind. And you must capture that thought. You must make repentance a way of life. Bear in mind also that repentance means change, not merely remorse. Our thinking must change. There is so many erroneous thoughts roaming around in your man that these things are as some of the wood, hay, and stubble the Lord talked about that are of unbelief and failure. Now, thoughts like, listen to what I've heard many people say, I will always be a failure. I just can't do anything right. It is amazing the Christians that say these kind of things. Or I'm just an old unworthy sinner. Or I've tried walking in the Spirit and it doesn't work. And, you know, I'm telling you, until you get a hold of these things and you grab a hold of these strongholds of failure, until you kick these things out, you can never walk in the victory that you must walk in. You must capture these wrong thoughts and cast them down. First thing you want to do, you want to take that thought that I am a failure. You want to capture that thought. You want to repent of it, asking God to forgive you of your unbelief. Let your mind be renewed by the Word of God, which states, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Because that's written for you in Philippians 4:13. Even though you have failed and will probably fail again in the future, now because God is in your life, you can confidently proclaim, though I am a failure, my sufficiency comes from God, not myself. I am fully able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Arrest that thought. I am just a sinner. Don't you dare let that thought continue to run through your mind. Satan uses that. Replace that with the confession of your faith, which says, though I was a sinner, now I am a child of the King. And though I occasionally still sin, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all unrighteousness. And if I do need any kind of confession, I can come to 1 John 1:9 and say, because of the blood Christ's sacrifice makes, each of us makes me as pure as he is himself. When you do this, you are tearing down a stronghold of defeat that once oppressed you, and you are beginning to replace it with the godly stronghold of faith, which is built upon the Word of the living God. With the old stronghold exposed and the thought patterns of defeat coming down, you are destroying the strongholds of failure in your life. As you continue being renewed in the spirit of your mind by the Word of God, you will begin walking in tremendous power and peace. You will enter the godly stronghold of faith and begin to see the King of the universe do great and mighty things, and as he answers your prayers. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'd like to invite you to give me a call for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. You can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org for a list of all of our tapes and other things. Also like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, the 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We'd also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school at the same location as church, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It starts at 1 p.m. the second Saturday of every month. Go to our website and you can get all the details at tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a mighty God. Serve him, whatever you do.